Jeffrey Dahmer soaked in blood. The Unabomber blowing up Waco, Texas and Heaven's Gates. Alien modified men from apes. Hitler faked his death and then escaped. Bigfoot and the Mothman. Son of Sam talking to dogs again. Witches, ghosts and goblins. Mysterious noise and hauntings. Dark arts and the skull and bones. Most celebrities are probably cloned. So when you're feeling all alone, grab a beer and get stoned. I welcome you to the podcast Strange Brew. We're here to entertain you.
It's about to get strange.
There's a guy at our work on hose lines, we have chunkier, younger dude, and he's balding. He's like got no hair here at all.
Jesus. Alright, welcome to the podcast, Strange Brew.
Tom's gray.
Yeah, Billy was just making fun of my hair because I have gray in my hair. But you know
it's
what?
It's all gray.
I'm a silver fox. You know.
A silver fox pieces. At what age?
I'm 27. But who cares? At least I never have to shave my head. I will never have to do it. I will have hair, luscious, thick hair to the day I die. It might be gray, though. There was a guy we worked with before you worked at one of the restaurants we worked at. We used to call him Gray Bush because he was old. Call him Gray Bush like he had a gray bush.
That'd be a sad day. You look down and you're like, oh, shit.
So we're drinking on some Weiser's. This is not Canadian whiskey, is it?
I believe this is American, isn't it?
America. Yeah.
Otherwise, this is US.
Yeah. Yeah, normally Crown Royal is Canadian. Oh, I have to turn this movie down. we're watching Cult of Chucky because I didn't really know what else to put on.
We're so, here with your...
It's already... Because there's that Chucky's heads on the thing, and this guy is the... It's the kid that got tortured by... Oh my god.
I'm trying to get adjusted. Tortured
by Chucky when he was a kid. So now he has his head and he's like torturing his head because Chucky tortured him when he was a child. They're very bad, but the remakes, okay, after the third Child's Play movie, it was really bad. Like Bride of Chucky was interesting for what it was. It was like a cult phenomenon and shit, but they were pretty bad movies.
Yeah.
But there was a trailer released for a new Child's Play. They're rebooting it, okay? They ignore the ones that they just did because it actually looks pretty good. And it's the same producers that did the movie It. And it was phenomenal, I think, because I love that fucking the original.
Yeah.
And so
it was good.
It could be pretty good.
I haven't seen the new It.
We'll have to watch it. I have it, so.
We're here with your producer, though, by the way.
Tom Thompson, a.k.a. Tomcat. I said that backwards, but whatever. I'm fucking him. And I have
yourself?
Bilbo Baggins. I don't know what to call him
tonight. No, you gotta keep coming up with the new ones. You're going stale.
Billy Nelson.
Oh, that's a new one.
I like Willie Nelson.
I've never been called Billy
I
Nelson.
Just thought of that.
That's a new
and then who do we got?
Justin Taze.
So because we have all three of us on, we might do this a little more often, but...
This is Tom's favorite thing. Three guys and no girls around.
Hey, my girlfriend's upstairs.
It's his favorite threesome.
My girlfriend's upstairs.
Yeah, I've never seen her.
No, Billy tried to make that joke, but if we want, we can all look at her fucking in bed, but she'd probably hate me because she probably has her pants off.
That'd be really funny. Like, let's just all creep
no.
and slowly open the door.
That wouldn't be funny. That'd be fucked up.
She would hate me. She has her pants off shit
what
probably
you doing
right now.
Over here?
Okay, so Jesus, now I'm off topic. So like we want to do something different because after the Richard Ramirez episode, which we'll get deep dive into crazier serial killers, but that just one I forgot how fucked up it was.
Yeah, Richard Ramirez was he was a dude.
He was a hell of a fucked up dude.
Yeah, that's true. So let's mention that we're I don't know what I was gonna mention. I wanna say what's new in the news though. Like so Bruce MacArthur, the Toronto serial killer, just had his trial.
Yeah.
Recently, last week.
What the fuck?
So he was the serial killer that put the bodies into planters and was a landscaper?
No idea.
Okay. So a serial killer in Toronto just got caught. He was killing off mostly just gay Arabic dudes. Middle Eastern dudes.
Oh, wow.
Hard on for that specific.
But
well, yeah.
He wasn't. He claims he wasn't gay.
Yeah, that's usually what maybe gay killers say.
Maybe he wasn't gay and he was just like dominating all these gay dudes and killing them because he wanted to get rid of them.
What you just heard was our new theme song that will be new intro to all these episodes, unless I want to change it eventually. But that's what it is for now. That's I'm gonna shout out my buddy Split Phantom, the guy that created that beat. He's created a bunch of my beats and shit, and I found that one. I thought it went well enough with the creepy aspect of the lyrics I already wrote out. So that's the new theme song until that you hear me, Billy, and then at the end it's me and Justin saying it's about to get strange. So we'll have to mention that because.
It'll be the new face.
It was. I drew it all out, and I want it to be everything that we kind of reach upon. So what are you going
to
do?
I'm going to crack this beer for the strange brew I need to ingest.
Oh, wait.
How did you get one?
Because we don't deserve one.
I was going to give you this one.
Okay, so I wanted, like, Bruce MacArthur, the Justin's really know, but they finally went through the trial and shit, right? And it's going to come out more where eventually we'll cover him, but I've said to Billy, we need to cover other people first, for sure. But he was mostly into gay Malaysian dudes, would go to the... you fuck. Good thing it's beer.
All over my phone. Good thing, good thing. Put all over my couch.
Oh my god. Good thing my girlfriend is asleep, or she would fucking murder you.
Yeah, you'd be dead right now.
Yeah, I know. Did you shake it up or something? What happened?
It shook up when it fell.
Oh my god. This is what happens when all three of us are on this shit.
What is happening?
Careful with yours. It's been in a bag all day.
You didn't plan for this threesome at all.
No. Fuck. Slop top.
Good thing it was here.
Okay. So I just wanted to mention that because that was interesting, and his case is coming out. I want to tell you both this. Don't worry about it. It'll fucking soak in. Just hold it like that.
Oh my god, that's ballsy.
So the funny thing is all serial killers prop up bodies some way or take pictures and all that stuff, right? He, I guess, I'm pretty sure he did this. I think that's what I got from this. Is that he was propping up the bodies, taking pictures, but his thing was he would, like, put a cigar in their mouth and shit.
Oh, what the fuck? Like, he'd set them up for a picture.
Yeah, and, like, put a cigar in their mouth and shit. I think that's what I heard. I think that's fucking hilarious. But also, I want to mention Casey Anthony. Fucking get off your phone.
There was something actually extremely important that I'll explain later because it's actually super funny.
Okay.
But.
Well, you can explain after I say this, but Casey Anthony, if you don't know who she is, these two fucks did not know. I have no idea why.
No clue.
But she essentially killed a kid and she got away with it. 100% I'm saying that she definitely did it. I've listened to enough shit and watched enough shit about her.
But what if she didn't?
She did.
Yeah, but what if?
She claimed her dad fucking molested her and then said that on an interview during her jail, like when she was in jail, said he was a really good father.
He was, and up until the molestation.
Yeah, exactly.
Does not know. She's lying her ass off. So get this. Hustler. I don't even know how Hustler's making money, but Hustler wants to pay her $500,000 to pose nude. A fucking person that could have been a convicted child killer. One of her things, she said something about it, was like just saying like oh my god, like I might do it. Like it's
$500,000, I'd do it. Look, hey, anyone out there that wants to see a tall sister? I shouldn't mention that
because that was new. Yeah, true enough.
It just like came out. That's fucked to me.
I want to just put this ad out here because I don't know who can get paid for getting nude. If anyone wants to pay me, you know what? $3,000.
Check out the Instagram page, Strange Brew
Canada. You're not that famous. She killed her kid for that.
Yeah, literally. 100%. Stop.
Why did you put me on wheels?
Because you are loud.
This is your
because you were loud.
You did this.
Oh my god. Okay, so what we're getting into strange recordings. So, who wants to hear the first one? So
nobody.
me.
Oh my god, Justin. You and your Harry Potter scarf.
Shut up about my Harry Potter scarf.
There is an unidentified.
This is going to shit.
Because of you, okay?
Not because of me. You put me on a rolling chair.
There is an unidentified serial killer known as the original Night Stalker.
Oh shit, Richard Ramirez is a
Yeah.
Poser.
Yeah, literally it's kind of saying that he was known to have killed at least 10 people and raped at least 50 women.
That's not even like close to I thought, numbers.
No, it's not close to... Well, Ramirez really, I think, only killed...
I think he only killed
13 people. But remember how many people...
Oh, he let go a lot.
You remember how many people survived?
Yeah, he let go a lot.
It was like Ted Bundy on his fucking rampage. He attacked 6 women, but only killed 3 of them.
How did he let go so many people and
because
get away with it?
You want to know why? Listen to the episode. But also, it's because he would use a 22, and then he used a fucking like 45, a shitty handgun, and he ended up shooting like people in the face, and they would live. And one time he let people live, like that son and his kid. Listen to the fucking
episode.
They
lived after he shot them in the face.
Yeah, okay, with no more spoilers. Yeah.
Listen to that episode. All right. It's me and Billy, you fuckers. He had raped at least 50 people. He became notorious for leaving creepy phone messages for his victims on their answering machines.
I would lose my mind if I fucking walked into the house.
Me too. Literally.
Just like, hey, you'll see.
You'll see. On their answering machines, the video, the audio we're about to listen to, is him speaking, and no one has any idea who the original Night Stalker was.
He never got caught?
Nope. Sounds like he's jerking off. I'm creeped the fuck out.
It sounds like a prank.
It's not terrible. The ominous music.
Who put the music there? Like, he did not
isn't
have
that
a studio
creepy
recording
as fuck?
Back there.
Isn't that creepy?
I'm gonna kill you. Just sitting like outside of the house or something?
No, that's what people, the victims would find on their answering machines.
Oh my god.
Like, I'm gonna kill you.
So that means
creepy.
Everything was personal though.
That's very true.
Which
he knew
he,
everybody.
He stalked them.
The fucking
numbers.
And then he stopped, and then the other guy got taken for it.
That's not even as scary as Ramirez, though. Ramirez just fucking...
Yeah, I didn't care.
He's like, this door looks open.
Yeah, I know.
Dude just got killed.
Like, at first, me and Bill didn't talk about it, but I'll just mention it, that he did say that he wanted to be the Night Prowler, but they called him, like, the walk-in killer and, like, the intruder and shit. Like, he's like, I want Night Prowler. I'll take the Night Stalker, even though there was one before one. But honestly, Richard Ramirez is a lot scary because even though he got caught, he had no empathy. And if you checked out our Strange Brew page or when I started posting stories and stuff, but they don't know this. Richard Ramirez literally smiles in almost all of his photos, except for a couple who wants to look badass. But a lot of times, he looks happy. He looks fine to do what he did. Yeah. Oh, why is there always a sex scene happening when me and Billy look at the screen?
It's more fun that way.
Who is this guy?
He's fucking a girl in a wheelchair.
Wow. I love how it didn't show the wheelchair first. Like, I thought
everyone knows by now if you watch Call of Chucky. She's in this house where everyone's been through trauma, okay? Jesus. So that was interesting. I found that kind of trippy as fuck. That the original Night Stalker, like, we'll talk about him. If I remember correctly, he might be in an episode coming up or not. We're doing an unidentified serial killer episode.
Okay.
Maybe all three of us will do it, but I spoil a lot what episodes we're going to do, but I want people to know what we're diving into soon. It's going to be trippy. I've got a lot written out. But that is just weird. Like, all these serial killers that did get away, very fucked. Oh, so we have the sound of a black hole next.
Oh, right, I really want to know how this happened.
Yeah, not like a black girl's asshole farting.
Oh, because I totally thought that's exactly what you meant. What kind of other...
Aren't those purple?
Okay. Oh my god.
No,
I guess
still black.
You know what? When black gets really black, it turns purple.
This needs to end right here, okay? From NASA, we have the sound of a black hole. It turns out some space objects can make noises. I'm not sure how the science behind this works, but here it is, so listen to the audio video. And also, I want to say that we got this from Escafy.com, which they have a lot of, like, trippy shit, and, like, it's just good noises, and I was looking through other ones, but they had the most relevant, fun, fucked up shit. I imagine this will sound like something weird. So let's find out.
That's exactly what that's gonna sound like.
That's weird.
I don't know. I have no mind.
I don't know.
I'm
that,
not buying it. I'm
makes
not buying
sense if
a
you.
Okay, you know what? You know what NASA stands for?
No, no,
you know what NASA
I don't get
for?
That.
Never a straight answer. NASA, because they literally lie about everything. Like, we'll just even mention that. Like, fucking NASA in general lies about fucking everything. Are you fucking joking?
They could have just came up with an idea of what a black hole would
sound
like.
I do think
like.
That
that's probably
this,
yeah.
Yeah, this
I,
is,
can't, I don't buy it. I don't buy it.
It would make sense.
I agree in some sense. Like, I want to trust Billy, but I don't know about
I don't
Billy.
Buy it, man. I don't. That's such a random thing. Like, okay, I want you to... Okay, think of this. The person that went up to a black hole and didn't get sucked in went, you know what? This sounds fucking
Suppose,
cool. I'm going to put on my fucking audio. No one did
that. Okay, do you want to hear about black holes? Supposedly, black holes are an interdimensional gate, which they almost... it's a way of aliens getting from place to place.
Sounds like we can make a whole episode about that.
We could. We definitely could. But it's a way of them using like a gate hole to fucking get out there. Supposedly...
Isn't that the sound for fucking?
No. You said it was like pump and lube. Oh fuck.
Pumping lube or derm.
But that Ew. Like
that, by the way, that is not lube. Lube or derm, false advertising. She was crying for a long time. She said it burned. It's
yeah.
It's
I know.
Lube. It said lube or derm. I thought it was the same thing. I'm like, this will be fine. She didn't know.
No,
like,
don't
what
you?
The fuck did
no.
You, put on?
You know what you better use? You know what they used in the 80s when they were fucking or jerking. I don't know. What
Vaseline.
Oh, Vaseline.
No
Vaseline. Yeah. No Vaseline.
Yeah.
Ice Cube song.
Put the broomstick fit your ass so perfect.
I know, Billy. I know.
I love it. I love the ice.
Okay, Justin, you can sit up a little bit. Billy's getting closer to the mic than you are.
Sorry, I was just laughing and I backed away.
In Russia, there is a mysterious radio station called UVB-76. It currently broadcasts the same audio recordings, a buzzing noise, followed by the voice of a speaking Russian. Listen closely, and you can faintly hear a woman screaming. Russian officials have never confirmed its purpose, so no one knows what it means, which we'll talk later. There is recordings of something we'll find out later about, but this is kind of the same thing. If on radio stations and things they can pick up on radios, there's numerous amounts of sounds that have gone unexplained. They're just like sounds from the war, and them decoding messages and shit, a bunch of weird stuff like that. So let's listen.
Oh yeah.
You'll hear him talk, some talking.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, guys,
no,
it's for the podcast. I want to hear the woman scream. Oh, this is going on for a long time. It sounds like a computer farting.
It sounds like an alarm's going off and something's gone wrong.
And well, and that's I agree. Yeah. And also, me and Justin both heard a woman talking, and I heard a man talking.
I heard a woman. That was all I could hear. It's a little more high.
Let's
that alarm's low.
Listen. It's supposed to be Russian, that's what they said. I want to hear the girl scream, okay, it's almost over. I just want to hear the rest of this. Everyone take a listen. I heard the scream.
Yeah, that was the scream. That was bad.
That was definitely a scream.
Yeah.
Huh. It sounds...
Okay, I'm done listening to this computer malfunction.
At first I thought it sounded like computer farting. Like, if that's what they were releasing.
Yeah, that's what it is. No, you remember when you would load up your Windows
94? Oh, yeah.
And yeah, and you'd be like...
Justin doesn't know about it.
No, I do believe I know what you mean.
Oh, yeah, but I'm older than both you.
Yeah. No, I remember.
I mean, even my brother played with the computer and shit before I did. When I was a little tyke, I'd still hear it.
You remember when there weren't so many Mexicans?
A little tyke, a little dude.
That was a little weird.
Mexicans.
Wait,
I do
you
think
know what we didn't even do?
He was right.
We
that
got
sounded
so off
English.
Track. that we didn't even introduce what we were talking about.
I did.
Didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Am I too drunk? Did they know what we're doing?
No, we've been there. No, we've been there.
What are we, fucking 20 minutes in and we haven't covered
anything? Why do you have to ruin everything?
Because
I have to edit things. If there's something I need to edit, then you're like, the one time Billy was like, oh, fucking, if he edits out 5 fucking minutes, you know that it's like, or if it's not at this time, you know that he edited me out. I left the part that he wanted in, but we also cut out 3 minutes of what we were talking about beforehand. So it all sounded fucked up? No, but
it was a joke.
I know. I thought it was funny, though. I'm keeping that in because you're fucking a dick. Okay.
Mr. gets gray hair and gets all sensitive.
Yeah.
This is the first ever voice recording. This is trippy, okay?
Is it going to be fucking computer?
No.
Okay.
From 1860, the next clip we're about to listen to is the earliest known recording of human voice. You'll be able to hear a man slowly singing in a quiet, haunting way. That's thought to be the voice of Edward Leon Scott. He died about 140 years ago. This is from 1860. That's the first ever. Remember when they had the... People don't know what I'm doing. I'm cranking something. Yeah. Those like weird... before you had a record, you cranked...
Yeah, and then they hooked it up to pianos and all that jazz. All
right, let's hear it. This one is creepy. I do remember this one. Let's get ready. First recording ever. Want to hear it one more time?
Sure. Not really. It was bad. He's a bad singer.
Sounds like someone's getting drowned in a bathroom.
Where was he from? Was it like, have sang English?
No, it's almost like, think about it. If I'm just doing check 1, 2, like check, check, check. Like I do that when I record like my, like he's almost saying like the first
but
time
ever.
Sounds
like he was trying to sing.
No, but that's what he was like, maybe doing this.
Yeah. Oh, maybe
and
he's
then,
doing
and
that
And that's
while
why
he's
it sounds so shitty, right? Because he's he's the first person to ever
record anything.
Not even
saying a word, no spikes in vocals because it's a hum.
It's literally the first recording tool. It's like when Alexander Graham Bell first called the first person in Brantford because, hey, the person that invented the fucking the telephone is from Brantford. It's from Brantford, Ontario.
Okay, I know, but can you say Paris at least? Because Paris is like, Brantford's so scummy.
Brantford is what it is. It's a bad fucking place.
Gross.
But Paris is even worse.
No, it's not. It's full
but
of old
when
people.
Even, hey,
we made the phone.
When I'm hanging out with my cousin in Toronto,
shut
the fuck up. But I'm listening. Listen to this. When I'm hanging out with my cousin in Toronto or my cousin in Niagara Falls, I have two cousins that have a shitload of friends, all hanging out in huge cities. When I say Paris, they think it's Paris, France. Legit. Because
I know. No one knows it.
And that literally people an hour away from that small town don't even...
I've
never heard about it.
No.
And I've hung out with my cousin's friends, and they've my cousin from Paris when I was in Paris for a couple of years, and they were like... What, Paris, France?
Yeah, I know. I had a bank teller.
I literally came from Toronto when I was a kid to Paris. That's fucked up.
That's a
culture shock. Yeah.
All right. Let's carry on.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I'm done rambling.
Well, this is Western Airlines Flight 2605. I don't know why I said it that way. Western Airlines Flight 2605 was an ill-fated passenger flight in 1979. It crash-landed in Mexico City, killing 72 passengers. Shitty.
Shitty.
Sorry.
Unfortunately, it was just one of several planes crashing this year. This audio clip that we're about to play comes from the cockpit of the pilot's cockpit.
I'm so
it is captured.
I smile every time. I can't.
At the exact moment of the danger. So I just want to mention this. Every plane is equipped with audio recording inside the cockpit.
The black box.
Yes.
Yeah.
High five. Me and Justin high five. Every time Justin knows something that I know.
9/11. That's the only reason.
Me high five.
Sorry, guys. Sorry.
Every episode. You've never high fived in this episode. Me and him about.
Yes, I have.
Have we?
Yeah.
Okay. A
couple times.
We high five.
Jesus Christ. How often do I get thrown
into the... It was normal for me.
Oh my God, it's strong enough.
Well, I don't want to drink too fast. I'm trying to make it, Justin drink too fast.
Jesus, we got like a fucking. We started that whiskey like 10 minutes ago.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
Then let's put it to rest. We're putting the whiskey to rest for now because we're almost at it.
Please. I'm getting loaded.
And I haven't cracked my beer, yet. So might as well just do this.
Yeah, I put mine aside to keep
it on the whiskey. That's a good idea. That's a good idea. Okay, Billy always cheers the mics, and when me and Justin did the Hollow Earth episode, we did cheers the mics for you.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, also, I heard we swear too much on this fucking podcast, so fuckity fuck oh fuck
shit. Shit, fuck. The next one's not allowed.
Billy's child friendly. He only talks about rape inside
of it. Oh, great.
I don't swear
great.
On
so much fucking better.
On the Richard Mears episode, he was like Googling the word sodomy. I was like, it's only anal rape. And he's like, no, it's oral too.
Fucking, it is, I'm right.
And then we had a smoke. We came back after he's talking about it. I couldn't take myself seriously talking about Richard Mears as he's talking about sodomy.
Yeah. I understand why.
I told you I was right.
Okay, so we're getting into the audio of the first cockpit. So even in 9/11, there was recordings of the cockpit. Okay. I don't think they'll release it ever, or if they have, I haven't found it. But
yeah, you'd be surprised that never. Like, but wouldn't it? Where does it get does it get transmitted automatically to another place? Because the plane blows up, that recording device essentially would be gone.
No,
right?
But no, it's transmitted
automatically.
It's not transmitted.
Yes, it is.
It's held in the box in case the transmitter goes out.
Justin knows
that's why it's a block back or a black box.
Yeah.
It's
so that's what I mean. So
concealed.
If the plane blew up, you would never get that.
No, but it's sealed with like some carbon metal and
I don't know.
So
yeah,
withstand a plane crash.
Yeah,
some of them.
All right,
some
let's listen to it. Ready? It's probably gonna be scary. I'm not gonna lie.
You're a big plane fan.
The alarm going off.
Stop.
Fucked.
You know what? Out of every recording you did, that's the one that gave me chills.
That's
really
fucked.
What was happening?
Like
the
plane was
crashing.
Yeah.
And
why?
I didn't like it. I don't know.
The alarm's going off, and then he's like, no, we're going down.
That was the most like realistic thing I've ever heard in my life. Like, I just instantly
I didn't even get
chills.
I was.
Justin didn't get chills, but you did.
I don't know. That recording just. Oh, that
irked you?
I like
I knew you were going to say irk. I had a feeling you were going to say irk because that's...
I don't know any other word for it.
Yeah.
I felt that in my heart.
I was more
I want you to play it again for the listeners, but I don't want to hear it again.
You don't want
to
hear it again.
Let's do it one more time.
I don't want to hear that.
You gotta.
Let's do it one more time.
Oh, fuck sakes.
Are you sure?
God, I guess. Sure, they need to experience these chills if I got it.
I got it.
We're clear on the right. We're clear on the right.
I'm clear on the right. Jesus Christ!
I don't fucking like that. That panic.
They
man.
Found the black box. That's what it
yeah.
is.
What?
Yeah,
that's what survived, but they. I don't
that's
know. Why
fucked.
Were they.
Billy, pack a bowl.
What happened?
I don't want to
for
pack
me,
a bowl.
For me.
You want me to pack
a
bowl?
Yeah, pack a bowl for me, please.
you want
yeah,
me to eat? So
yeah,
you
have the wheelie chair.
Oh, I can wheel. You're letting me wheel.
Or, like, and
he's making
pack
noises.
Pack Justin.
Where's the tobacco?
All right, I'll take a bowl.
I don't... Oh, fuck. Me and Justin won't hit a bowl because Billy won't. Fuck.
Fuck that.
That shit's trippy as fuck.
That is pretty fucked up. But, like...
Fuck, man.
How did that happen? Did they have an explanation on what happened there? Or?
I don't.
He said,
I didn't
all good
deep
on the right, and then he's like, "Oh fuck, the left."
Oh,
yeah.
So it blew.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
probably had someone go through the motor.
A bird, even.
Yeah.
Yo, you know how many times that happens with a bird?
Holy
said,
bird!
That sounds familiar.
A bird or?
Oh fuck, the left.
Yo, if a bird went through it, and then your right, because I've been watching like a lot of war documentaries. Think about when they're shooting off fucking shit, like so. They'd have planes going over Europe and stuff, and then all of a sudden you see like fucking there's this like darkness and you just see a barrage of bullets. Planes are going over like even like at the time, maybe even Germany when they're trying to fucking end the war.
Yeah.
And there's just bullets and fucking shit going everywhere, and then all of a sudden it hits the side of the plane when people are trying to parachute out the side of it. That's fucked.
I don't know, man. Oh. bong rip for the movie. Or movie.
God damn, this is a
movie.
Room.
No,
the
now.
Bowl was clogged. And I ashed in my shot glass. Motherfucker.
You ashed in your shot glass? You did too? How did that happen?
How?
What?
Jesus Christ. Is this going well? Pack one for Justin.
This must have, like, that thing shot like a foot into a shot glass.
God damn it.
That was insane.
How the fuck
this is going happen? Great.
Oh, I almost overwheeled right into the wall.
Holy fuck. Okay. Honestly, or anyone that wants a drink of the whiskey gets a shot now, because there's not that much left. Everyone's doing shots.
That's okay. It's almost over.
Now that it's all ashy.
Well, I'll get a shot glass.
Well, why can't I put a shot into my drink?
Okay, but it's a tiny shot.
Whatever. It's a normal size shot, you fuck.
Normal size shot. Okay, but Dustin's going to hit one, then we're going to our next story.
Oh, your wheels are fucking all stiff because you don't let anyone wheel.
Yeah?
All
I don't
right,
know why,
yeah.
But the new age is like everyone's saying, you wheeling that girl? I don't get that. I don't get that.
I hate that.
Paris. Yeah, that came from Paris.
Is that a Paris thing?
It is a Paris thing.
That.
I didn't know it. No Brantford kids know
no,
it.
Oh,
then Paris
I know
started
why
coming this way.
It. Greg, that's been on this podcast before, always says you wheeling that girl. Hey, Greg. Fuck you and your stupid little country talk. Fucking wheeling,
no,
girl.
Dude, it's all,
no,
it's
we
just
said.
Kids that age.
Well, you
it's
know
not...
what we said? We said, are you fucking that girl? Fucking that girl? That's what we said. Are you.
Yeah.
No, wheeling.
Are you hitting her up?
Wheeling doesn't mean.
Oh my god.
Wheeling doesn't mean hitting her up, though. Wheeling means, like, are you get. Like, are you.
So,
are you working on it?
Who wants to hear the Jones death tape?
No.
I don't know. What
anyone
want to
hear
don't...
the Jones death tape?
Sure.
We've already made play this on the podcast. I think we might have talked about this during the call episode with Greg on it. Actually, Greg was on our call episode. Jim Jones was the head deadly cult leader of the People's Temple. They lived in South America compound in, I think it was Ghana. Fucking God, I'm not going to pronounce this one. Because I know so much about
nobody
it.
Nobody bought a book
no,
for you
Jim
yet.
Jones.
I put that out.
Get the fuck, go fuck yourself. Jim Jones, you know who that is, right?
Yeah, I know.
Don't Jim drink Jones. The Kool-Aid.
Yeah, I know.
It wasn't actually Kool-Aid, it was Flavor-Aid.
No clue.
Carry on.
The guy...
Jim Jones.
Carry on, okay? I don't even want to know now.
Justin, the guy that made 900 people drink Kool-Aid to kill them...
Oh, the church dude.
Yeah, but yes.
Yeah, it was like...
It was Flavor-Aid. It was poor man's grape drink.
So? He killed them.
Isn't that what grape drink is?
So, they lived in...
What's
yeah, okay. So his followers, he took advantage of them.
Or wine.
In 1978, he forced his followers to kill themselves after an American politician caught on to what was happening on the compound. That's what they were.
I do believe that sounds right.
Parents would force their children to drink poison to kill themselves. Over 900 people died, which was the worst mass killing of Americans until September 11th attacks. Okay, so listen to him talk. This is Jim Jones talking.
Alright.
Scary stuff, ladies and gentlemen.
The Daffy Duck come on the show.
Yeah.
You dick. This is the recordings. Okay, the recorded, this is on November 18th, 1978. For 918 people, this was the last.
Yes, don't do this. Put down your life with your child, but don't do this. Free at last.
People are clapping.
Keep your emotions down. Keep your emotions down.
Sounds like
so,
at
mission,
no, as he was saying, no, listen, as he was saying this, as he's talking, people are lining up to get this drink that was laced with cyanide.
Yeah.
And it's a purple drink. It's like flavor, it's called Flavor-Aid.
Yeah.
It's like Tang. Yeah. You know what Tang is?
No.
Tang is a
you don't know what Tang
pussy.
Is.
Pussy.
No.
How rich were you?
Yeah.
Poor.
Justin was.
That's what I mean. Poor is Tang.
Tang was
poor.
Like Kool-Aid, but.
In the rip-off Kool-Aid.
Yeah. You'd mix it in
drink. Oh.
Okay, everyone listen.
Yeah.
All the Indians of the Amazon are doing it right now. They refuse to bring any babies into the world. They kill every child that comes into the world. Because they don't want to live in this kind of a world.
Listen to what he says.
So be patient. Be patient.
All the kids are crying.
Everyone's lining up.
I tell you, I don't care how many screams you hear. I don't care how many anguished cries. Death is a million times preferable to 10 more days of this life. If you knew what was ahead of you, you'd be glad that he's stepping over tonight. Death is common to people. In the Eskimos, they take death in their stride. Let's be dignified.
No, don't say that, Justin. I'll tell you why.
Adult, I call on you to stop this nonsense. I call on you to quit exciting your children when all they're doing is going to quiet rest. I call on you to stop this now, if you have any respect at all. Are we black, proud, and socialist, or what are we? Stop this nonsense. Don't carry this on anymore. You're exciting your children.
There is people that are like protesting against it, right?
Yeah, and then there's people that accepted and drank the Kool-Aid.
There was one woman, you can definitely tell she was a black woman, she's like, well, right, take a light, because he influenced black culture in
Poor. Trying to be nice, and he's like, this world's awful.
Yep.
Hurry, there's seniors out here that I'm concerned about. Hurry. I don't have any of my seniors to this mess.
This is the video of the bodies.
Quickly. Oh my god. That's a lot of fucking bodies.
See, they're choosing to do it.
No. Okay,
I got one thing to say.
Okay, so
the kids but
this needs to end. I gotta say this. These people were forced at gunpoint. That there were, he had bodyguards.
So it sounded
like everyone was willing. Yeah, but they're like, if you don't drink it, we're gonna just shoot you.
They're trying to spread it to the world.
I'm trying to get both these fucks into actually understanding and like researching some of this shit before we talk about it.
Well, I didn't even know what you're
I know,
talking
but
about.
If you don't know what Jim Jones is, come on.
I knew Jim Jones was. I didn't know he had people at gunpoint though.
No,
I thought that was all willing.
On a quick point to explain this to people maybe that haven't listened to our podcast before, getting into the drunkest episode that will be, I don't know, I don't even know what's going on right now.
Well, yeah, we've been way off.
But now. No, but we're good. Justin knows.
That's a good point. We have had some bad shit.
You know what, though? I just want to get this out quick. Anyone who ever believes in any, like, if you ever believe anybody preaching about death and how good it is, never drink the cyanide from the guy that's still fucking alive.
Yes.
You fucking retard. So, this guy hasn't killed himself.
So get
why
this.
The fuck
get,
are
I
you?
Want to get what happens. Get,
good
what happens.
Point.
So he essentially, there's people crying, there's kids crying, people don't want to kill their kids.
Yeah.
We'll deep dive into this, and maybe it'll be an all three of us episode, because it will be a 2-hour episode. We'll have to be a day with my girlfriend's away or something. We can sit down, drink, and talk about this for 2 hours, his life, what he did, how he influenced his church, how he, like, manipulated the, like the cultures, like, black and Hispanic, that were poor.
Yeah.
It's very fucked up.
He made them do it.
Yeah, and he was forced in that gunpoint.
Mentally.
It's a mass suicide, which I've talked about in the call.
A mass suicide is not what you're
mass massacre.
Oh, yeah.
It was
that's
like,
what that is. That's straight Hitler shit.
No, it's almost like, that's, I didn't mean a suicide
well.
At all. They just kind of fucking pointed them at gunpoint. It was like, there was people that walked in the, there's three people that said, fuck this, and walked out of the compound, and people, the guards didn't, like, eventually when they went to Guyana, that's what it's called. Guyana, fuck, I finally remember what it was called. When they got to Guyana, even the government was weird about it. So a politician came down, they ended up killing the politician, and that's when shit went rampant, and they had to kill everybody.
You know what the worst, most fucked up thing about that is, though, and even the fact that I knew who Jim Jones was, but I actually thought he was persuading people with his words to kill themselves.
No.
That's what the public knowledge of that is.
I had very little knowledge on that.
I didn't even know they had guns. Like, they were actually.
There's video footage of it. There's many movies based on it.
It's like Die of Gun or Die of Flavorful.
So, get this. At the end of this, there's an ironic point, which I will get to eventually when we cover this. But at the end of this, he got everyone to drink the cyanide. It turned their skin purple. He shot himself in the head. He was all about equality. Indie head.
So he did kill himself.
It was all about the it was all about being
the
equal.
Same.
And everyone was purple but him. Yeah. When they found the bodies. But I'm not even going to talk about this yet.
They didn't forget.
We have to talk about this.
When the
soldiers were talking about the bodies, they were picking them up and they were fucking, because it was so hot there, the bodies were just like turned to slush. We have to talk about this on another episode because it's disgusting.
And cyanide, I mean, acid.
No, it's warm. It's just so hot there.
This needs to be another topic for another day.
Yeah, that's gross.
But it's a very fucked up thing that we'll get into.
That's a terrible recording, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the last thing you heard in your life.
Okay, so here we go.
Life isn't worth living.
Wow.
Drink my Kool-Aid.
Wow. Drink my Kool-Aid. Wow.
That's what knows. Wow. Oh, my.
If this is called the Wow Signal, okay? And
I thought you were going to play something.
No, okay, you know, there is literally, you know, Owen Wilson? He says wow and everything. And if you, there's a recording on YouTube and it's like him doing the lightsabers and it's like wow. It's hilarious. Yeah. It's hilarious. So this is the Wow Signal. In 1977, an astronomer received a signal from deep space.
Wow.
Still today, scientists are unable to explain this signal because it's so different from any other thing they've received. It's an original, unclear. Billy's laughing, but I do a great radio voice. The astronomers are so amazed by this signal that they wrote, wow.
Wow.
Billy's copying me because no one can see me in the microphone, but I've explained.
Hand gestures.
Okay. You want me to start recording while you do this?
He's probably Italian.
I don't want to see you on that because if you're doing that. Okay. So this is the wow signal. Many scientists actually believe the signal could be from aliens. So let's hear that wow signal. But I think of like Owen Wilson being like, wow. Let's hear it.
On August the 15th, 1977, the
fuck?
Why is a guy talking?
Civilization might choose.
Oh.
The same wavelength etched into Voyager's golden disk.
Sounds cool.
Wavelength 21 centimeters. That's the wavelength of light, radio waves emitted from high.
Stop making fun of this guy.
The whole sky glows.
He's smarter than you.
Okay, we're not doing the wow signal because Billy keeps fucking.
The wow signal was the first signal from space that might be extraterrestrial.
Yes. Justin knows something, you dumb.
When he's talking wow and he's like, wow, and I'm like, I've heard it.
I can't stop with the fucking.
I like
asshole. Wow. Oh, can we, do you want to play some of that?
Yeah, let's play the Owen Wilson wow.
Sorry, I want to. Okay, wait. Everyone keep talking while I'm doing this.
About?
I don't know. Lightsabers.
Wow. Wow.
Okay, you want to do that for the next 5 minutes?
Oh, here it is almost. Okay, I don't know how I'm going to delete this.
That was crazy.
You're not going to. Listen.
No.
Ow. Wow.
Oh, and he's looking at stuff.
Yeah, look.
Wow. Yes, I see this.
Wow.
Wow.
You see, I'm saying it's hilarious.
We're going to put a link to that in the background.
Wow.
You put a link to that on the Instagram.
No, just throw it right on the Instagram, the full video.
Wow.
Pardon me, on the gram.
Yeah.
On the gram.
On the gram. D-A.
This has got to be our drunkest episode yet. Okay, this is the one I was talking about. This is called backwards music stations. Known as backward music stations, short wave radios are able to pick up signals, what I was talking about before, from mysterious sources. The source is thought to be either American or British, low-pitched, and the noises are constantly transmitted, but no pattern. It seems to be just random, unexplained noises, but these were ways that they thought they were communicating through war and shit, and through different, so people would understand.
Okay.
And we're in great time, but how fucked it could be. This is just found a short radio, like a radio you get, like, in your handheld.
Radio. could just be the
radio frequencies crossing paths.
They're saying it's a decoded message.
It could just be nonsense.
It's a way
like
of
it could be.
You're really, always like, the
yeah.
You have to explain both sides. You have
but
to
if you listen to any other station,
it could be a cool decoding
but
message.
If it yes. But if you listen to every other station, they don't sound like
yeah,
that.
But
maybe
how,
they got a shitty ass station.
How long ago did that? That's the sound that you get when you're right in between two radio stations.
Like, true enough.
No,
yeah.
You know what that is? If I had my spirit box and I had fucking batteries, I'd play my spirit box. I've shown you. I've shown
yeah,
Justin.
Yeah.
You know what's funny?
It's
Justin's
cool.
Like me. We were both like, I'm convinced. And it's like that we both like conspiracies and we believe everything. We question everything.
Yes.
When I question everything,
I know.
You yell at
no,
me.
But, I know, but you question the wrong
stupid
thing.
Stupid shit.
I question everything.
It's so funny that I like the
yeah,
dynamic.
It's hard not to.
Because when me and Justin are podcast, it's so different between me and you. It is.
It's
it is.
That. I don't like being told things that I don't know if they're true or not.
Okay, we're almost through this, so we can ramble on the
end.
Behind
your truth factor here, if I believe it.
I want to mention, good. Okay.
I'll agree.
This is the wimpy voice of voiced killer.
Fuck, that should be my voice.
Paul Stefani was a serial killer, more known commonly as the Weepy Voice Killer. His nickname comes from the police calls he made to the police, and this is one of the recordings.
He made to the police?
Yeah.
Sorry, don't play it yet. Why was he calling the cops?
Because he felt bad.
I couldn't help it. Don't know why I had this terror. I am so upset about it. I keep getting drunk every day and I can't believe it. It's like a big dream.
I can't believe I did it.
I can't think of being locked up. If I get locked up, I'd kill myself. I'd rather kill myself than get locked up. I'll be trying not to kill anybody else.
I'll try to kill anyone else.
Fire emergency.
Please don't talk to me. Listen. I'm sorry. I killed that girl. I stabbed her 40 times. Kimberly Compton was the first one. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I don't know what to do. I'm going to kill myself.
That's the worst,
though.
Where
are
you?
I'm
going to die. Where are you?
I'm
so sorry.
Okay,
worse
that,
than the plane. I got chills from that one.
Yeah, okay.
That was the one that
yeah.
I didn't care about that. Like, that guy's a
oh
pussy.
My god.
No, he was mentally fucked
yeah,
up.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Those other guys were just fucked
no,
up.
No, he called the cops crying. He has remorse.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
plane. He wanted himself to get caught. He has remorse. He
yes.
Wanted, he wanted
Billy,
that's why
he's
so fucked
with
up.
The hair. You're starting to look like Frankenstein.
Yeah.
I'm
that forehead
okay,
stuff.
Okay, do this.
Hey, here's the thing, though. Whatever
it's
way
not
I place
gray.
My hair, it's still blonde.
Fuck you.
It's not gray.
It's fucking it's, brown.
It's
okay.
It's blonde.
In Vietnam, brown. In the Vietnam War, this is my favorite recording I wanted to talk about, actually. In the Vietnam War, the American created a bizarre audio recording. It was combined with Vietnamese funeral music with the voice recording of a ghost. No, Billy, no. No.
It's okay. It's okay.
Yo, let him take the shitty ashy shot.
Don't touch my
shot.
I'm only
Jesus. I know. By which
oh, okay.
A little bit.
Fucking relax.
Well, me and Justin.
Jesus Christ, you already drank half of it. You
well, I have a higher tolerance than both you put together.
You should eat less.
Yeah, you're. Fuck you. Justin's barely ate in the last 2 days.
There you go. That's yours, Tom.
Okay, that's all my. That's,
I'm doing math.
That's all me.
I'm doing math here.
We're finishing the whiskey. They're both drunk. I'm drunk, but I'm not as drunk as these fuckers.
You want the rest of my beer?
I'll take it.
All right.
There you go. Thank you.
Fucking leech.
I'd rather booze than beer.
Okay. This is my favorite recording, because I want to talk about this, because this is hilarious. This is what, like, I wanted, like, a lot of the oh, fuck, man. I love last podcast. I just looked at my phone. They recorded a new episode. So in the Vietnam War, the American military created a bizarre audio recording. It was combined with Vietnamese funeral music with a voice recording of a ghost they think was a ghost, by which means an actor pretended to be a ghost. The audio which we played is through a Vietnamese jungle, so the Viet Cong, which is a racist term,
But it's not. It's who they are.
Would believe they were surrounded by ghosts. Unfortunately, it didn't work, which I think is hilarious. I'm going to play before I even talk about this because I know a lot about the Vietnam War. Ready for this?
Damn right.
Ready, Alexa.
Yeah.
Don't say that. She'll turn on. She's upstairs. She'll turn on.
I hate that bot. I got it too.
You see Chelsea yelling from the bedroom?
Okay. It's like HIV. I got it too, man.
Oh no. Okay, just keep. Okay, everyone, shut up for 5 seconds. And I'll know where to record it.
Yeah, that was funny.
That was funny.
Was that the... That was it?
If we go silent, I know the word edit it.
Is that what it... Or when I scream, edit, edit, edit.
But I won't hear it. I only see the this. Okay. The final strange noise we're getting into is in the Vietnam War. The American military created a bizarre audio recording. It was combined with Vietnamese like funeral music with a voice recording of a ghost that was done by one of the soldiers.
Oh my god.
Which I think is hilarious. The audio which we're about to play is of they would play in the Vietnamese jungle. So when the troops are going over to Vietnam to wage war over something stupid, like it's so fucked up.
Okay.
They played this to try to scare the Viet Cong. So, and they called them the Viet Cong because they were so good at war and like, man, they didn't even know what was
the
coming at them.
King Kong of war.
Yeah, literally. Literally. So, this is what they would play in the forest to try to scare the Viet Cong. I want to play this and I want to tell you what the Vietnamese people did.
I have a question before you press play.
Wait!
I have a question!
What?
How did they play it?
Like over speakers.
Like just blaring
speakers. In the jungle.
When they were flying through, they were in like their helicopters flying through shit.
Yes, and also through their the jungle.
So somebody's dragging fucking stack amp stacks.
No, they have it in their camps. Listen to this.
Oh, it's not what happened. I'm thinking.
They play the music too.
Yeah, music.
That's them talking. Right?
No, that's a ghost.
Like, this will bag these fuckers off. They're with government drugs. They need to get phased.
They literally tried to scare him away by a ghost.
They would blare this through the jungle.
They fell for it.
No,
the Viet Cong didn't fall for shit.
Oh, so they died.
The Viet Cong, the fucking, like, that, the Vietnamese, North Vietnamese, Vietnamese soldiers in North Vietnamese didn't fall for it at all. You know what they did?
North Vietnam.
The Vietnamese people. That'd be weird. They followed the sound to where the soldiers were. They followed.
Oh my god, great.
You're right over here. Thank god, here we are.
Yeah.
They thought that these people that were poor in this poor country would not know what to do and not know how to fight a war. And these motherfuckers were building out, fucking digging out big holes in the ground, shoving bamboo, sharp sticks. Fucking soldiers would just like drop in, like, and
they're just running for it.
Yeah, they sent Green Berets, which is known as like a tough soldier, someone who went through the trials and tribulations. Yeah. And they were sending Green Berets there, and Green Berets didn't know what the fuck to do. They were like fucking falling in traps, they were building tunnels underneath the ground. They were playing this.
Alright, that's bullshit. let's go.
Yeah, that's what I was just
thinking.
For
hours on end, they would follow the noise and kill anyone was at that record that they were station.
Anyone nearby.
Yeah. And that's what's funny as fuck with what happened is people don't even realize that the Vietnamese people were way smarter than the Americans thought they were. We'll drop a bunch of bombs with chemicals like Agent Orange, which Ari the Rugged Man, a very famous rapper. He was the only one that wasn't born handicapped because of Agent Orange.
The only rapper that wasn't born handicapped.
No.
Yeah.
He was a rapper that wasn't, his brothers and sisters were all born handicapped. He was the only one that wasn't. Ari the Rugged Man, look him up. You'll be blown. All right,
you
know
showed
who he
me
is.
Him.
You
yeah.
know who
he is. I know who he is. You fucking don't stop talking.
I don't know who he is. I don't.
Because I appreciate
rock and roll, motherfuckers.
AC/DC.
Not
no.
Rolling Stones.
What?
The shirt.
Keith Richards was like, you know what?
Elvis Presley.
You know what they say about Keith Richards?
I don't know him.
He's the lead singer of Rolling Stones. I think.
Oh no.
I don't
know
him, Rolling
No!
Who's Keith Richards then?
I'm not sure. I don't know Keith
Are you
Richards.
Fucking, oh my god. Are
the lead singer
this?
Of the Rolling Stones is fucking,
Yeah.
Literally just learned this.
Keith Richards.
Because I was a big fan of him. No, it's.
I'm gonna murder
oh,
you both.
Oh, there's a song about him. What's that song where, move
okay,
just like.
Keith Richards, Gray, singer, co-founder of the Rolling Stones, and is the
no,
backing up vocals.
Co-founder. The lead singer
oh,
is...
Oh, what, Mick Jagger?
Mick Jagger moves like
Mick Jagger. Okay.
Yeah, that's how I learned that, actually.
The Rolling Stones, Keith Richards supposedly keeps himself alive by siphoning blood from children to keep his veins alive.
Whoa,
and
like some reptilian
that,
shit.
Yes, that's why he's... so old and stays alive.
Yeah,
this
yeah, he just keeps going.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And fuck, we got that porn star
Billy's
dude guy
taking
going
a piss.
Still.
Billy likes to rape a lot of chicks.
I would have been gone. No one
Billy doesn't
he didn't notice
know.
Nothing.
Billy
is
likes
a
hoes. I
oh,
know.
All right.
Because we thought about the same shit. Billy's over here, red sweater, brainless.
Oh, I just screwed him. You dick.
I'm such a dick, but this is strange brew. Who gives a fuck about you?
Whoa.
Billy's
fun.
I know, we're all joking. That
no,
was a,
I know.
That was a,
I'm done. I'm done with this whole fucking podcast.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Billy.
No, that was a fun podcast. You can say whatever you want. Mike's on Billy. What's your strange fact?
Oh, my strange fucking... My fun fact of the day. Oh shit. I didn't prepare for that. You just poured your shot. Fun fact of the day, Tom just poured his shot into his ash drink and now he has to drink an ash shot. And he does. And he pukes. And it's all over his tongue.
Oh,
ew.
Ew.
Alright, you know what? This is story time with Billy. I turn my back and we don't need to talk about anyone else. So one day, I was at home. I was all alone.
Okay, this is...
I don't have a fun fact. You put me on the spot.
Why?
Tell this a fun fact while you pack it.
All right.
Thank you.
Fun fact of the day?
Oh, shit.
If your teeth aren't straight and white, you're probably not that attractive.
Billy's missing a fucking tooth. Shut the fuck up. I'll
push him. Minor way worse.
What do they look like?
Straight.
They look pretty damn straight.
I just
want to
take your tooth. Why does your one tooth look the same as the other tooth?
Because it's
rip
fucking
it
amazing.
Which one's the... Which one's the?
You don't even know.
I don't know.
Some Bucky Kentucky shit.
I just put my mouth, my fingers in Billy's mouth, and I can't take the tooth
that
out.
That was pretty
take good.
Take
it out. Take the tooth out. Do it.
Why is this...
Do it. Take
it?
The tooth out.
I bet it's... It's gotta be this one, because
no
I know you
way.
Want... It's that
do
one.
It. Take
I can't do
it. No way.
It's in your retainer, you dick.
Take it out. Take
no,
with
this
I'm
one because
it.
His other tooth is yeah,
Ew.
I knew it. His other
no
tooth is
way.
Chipped. His other tooth is chipped.
I'm about to
it.
Do that too, actually. This one.
Okay, this is a Strange Brew podcast. I'm glad you guys stuck around. Strange Brew Instagram. Billy, are you gonna smoke that bowl?
I'm gonna smoke that. Aww.
Okay,
oh, dude, aren't we gonna do the hot one thing?
Oh yeah, okay.
Hot one.
Go get your hot sauce. Pause it.
Oh yeah.
don't know why we're doing this, but Justin's saying it bold, but for the end of this episode, I am shouting out a fucking shit I don't even get paid for. Hot Ones, the show. I'm getting Billy to fucking take the last dab, which is off a show a lot of people will fucking know if they look
at. Not a bock rip.
Should I put it in the sandwich or like just on top?
Just on top, no.
Oh, dude, that cheese looks brown. Why is that cheese brown?
Because that bun.
It's grilled.
It's burnt.
Right. We're good.
So this sauce is from the show. A lot of people will know. It says, Goshen. The last dab is the hottest sauce on Hot Ones, known for turning guests and fans alike into suffering fire. Breathing lunatics just got into a crazier edition. Come on, don't be a puss.
You scared me now. Why
come on, just a little one. Just
put it right here. Right here on
okay.
the ham.
Okay, you have to take this bite.
Yeah, put it on the ham though. Oh my god, it's so thick it doesn't even.
If Billy's gonna be a pussy and put it on the ham, I'll put it on my finger and eat this shit.
All right, you do it first.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm tapping this out.
No, you know what? No. I'm going to do it first because fuck it.
Okay. Is that a good?
I don't know. Actually, it's not good.
No, I didn't think so. Wait.
Just take it. Just take it.
I already ate it.
Is it bad?
How hot is it? You guys are fucked. I'm not doing this.
Push it around the mouth a little bit. It's getting really bad.
Yeah, my tongue's really hot.
I'm not doing this. It's the hottest. my God.
My tongue's fucking burning.
Cool. I didn't even have to pee.
I had a ham sandwich.
Till now. Normally I gotta pee.
I'm not doing
through.
It after watching you guys. Fuck that.
The rest of the sandwich is good. Oh my god, yeah, no, holy fuck.
It's the hottest sauce.
It's hot, awful.
Oh my god.
It's the hottest show on Hot Ones.
Who the fuck
did
this? Who did this? Who the fuck?
The devil made this shit.
Go on, scream and wake up Chelsea.
Shit.
Jesus Christ.
Does alcohol make it worse or?
Worse.
We'll see. Alright.
Who does this to people? Why would he do this to me?
This was completely awful.
The rest of the sandwich is good, though.
The sandwich is good?
Yeah.
The sandwich is really good?
I've never had a good vending machine sandwich in my life.
Me either.
This is a good sandwich.
I've never bought that one. The first time. First time I ever bought it, I'm like, I'm hungry. I don't want to heat this shit up. I'm just going to eat it.
Shout out to ham and cheese.
Ham and cheese!
You know what? Shout out to the pussies that can't handle the hot ones. Because I'm okay. Like, it was fucking burning, but like...
Yeah, you have a sandwich to eat it with.
I'm good with my sandwich.
Yeah, lucky you. Eat it with your finger.
You have a sandwich right there.
Yeah, I'll eat that on my way home.
I went upstairs.
You know what? Tom, last thing to say about this? You're a pussy.
Yeah. I'm doing it tomorrow, you asshole, with my girlfriend I'm drunk. I'm not doing it tonight.
Right now.
No, I'm not doing it right now.
Oh,
I'll do it tomorrow.
I got the rest of the sandwich. The sandwich is good.
Yeah, lucky.
Okay,
my mouth
Strange
is still
Brew.
On fire.
Yeah, I see. That's why.
Strange it never
Brew Canada.
My tongue hurts.
Yeah, I bet it does.
It really does.
Strange Brew Canada. I don't know what just happened. Goodbye. follow us. Rate and review us. Man, we're not that bad.
We're great!
That's the line. We're not that bad.
Okay.